Hello, you are welcome to the Signature Podcast this week. I am Elijah Elvis Craftsman from Developers Platform Nigeria. I am excited to return to you this new week with another episode of the Signature Podcast. This week, we're going to be looking at something entirely different from what we've been looking at. But what we're going to be talking about this week is on the subject of coronavirus, the COVID-19 that has ravaged the world today. What I'm going to be sharing in today's episode of the Signature Podcast are the hidden facts about COVID-19. I'll be exposing the hidden facts of the pandemic. COVID-19. Last week we talked about my confessions, how we can use our confessions, our words, you know, to weather the storm of the things going on in the world, to create new realities. That is just a snippet of what we talked about last week. We talked about how you can recreate your reality by the words of your mouth, by the things you speak. And then I also gave out some scriptural quotations, how I said that a man will eat good by the fruit of his leaves. But this week we are going to be looking at the expose of the facts about COVID-19. But then before we continue, I'd like to answer the question. A lot of people hear about coronavirus. A lot of people hear about COVID-19. As a matter of fact, they know about it because it is the reason why they are locked down in their homes. It is the reason why they are restricted from going to work. It is the reason why they are stopped from attending their churches, or going for their religious meetings, their mosque, their churches, and all that. It's a reason why they can't watch football anymore. They can't watch their favorite soccer game anymore. So you see that the reason why most people know about this global pandemic is because of the effect and the toll it has taken on their normal activities, the activities of the day. But beyond that, I'd like to give a definition of what coronavirus is according to the World Health Organization. According to the World Health Organization, coronavirus disease, COVID-19, is an infectious disease caused by a newly discovered coronavirus that started in the city of Wuhan in China. The COVID-19 virus spreads primarily through droplets of saliva or discharge from the nose when an infected person coughs or sneezes. And this is the reason for the social distancing, because it is believed that if you are away from people, you know, away from getting closer to people, you could actually avoid contracting the infectious COVID-19, as this can be transmitted through droplets from their coughs or from their saliva. So if you maintain a distance with people, you are actually a mile away from contracting this coronavirus, this disease. So that is why it has been enforced that the world experiences a lockdown. Churches are locked down, mosques are locked down, marketplaces are locked down, the malls everywhere, the public places, pleasure parks are all locked down. There are no activities, buses are no longer on transit, a lot of things are happening. There are no longer interstate travel because we want to see how to curb the continuous transmission of this global pandemic. And the truth is, even though it has not hit us that bad in the country Nigeria, where I am publishing this podcast from, it has actually hit countries and nations like Italy, Germany, the United States, New York, and all those places. And the truth is, we have to do all that we need to do to avoid the continuous spread and transmission of this coronavirus. Truth be told, the consequence of this global pandemic is evidently massive and taking its toll on the economy, the government, the religions, and the health systems and sectors, as more cases are being recorded on a daily basis. More cases of this coronavirus that this disease, COVID-19, is being recorded on a daily basis. And if there are more cases that are being recorded on a daily basis, it does mean that there are more deaths death cases that are being recorded every day. Recently in Nigeria, we lost one of our government leaders in the country, the chief of staff to the federation, just because of the coronavirus. And there are more deaths going on even behind the scene. A lot of people dying that we do not know about. And the truth is, as long as it continues, the lockdown is going to still be extensive, because if they continue to be a record of this coronavirus, it then means that there should be lockdown, continuous lockdown, because you can't actually open the chamber, open the boundaries of the homes of people, you know, allowing them to get into the market. Since the cases that are being recorded is on a continual basis, even in the midst of lockdown. So what would the case now be if this lockdown comes to an end, if this lockdown is lifted? All right, but let me just go straight to the point, the things that I would like to be talking about in this episode of the Signature Podcast. But before I go on, I'd like to ask a few questions. There are questions that are going on in the world today. Questions like, are there conspiracies behind the global menace, this global menace? Are there conspiracies? Are there hidden agenda? Could the COVID-19 disease have resulted from the trade war between China and the United States of America? Does it have anything to do with the fight for a nation to be the global power, to be the global power? Does it have anything to do, as many have been asking, could this be a plague from God? Does it have anything to do with God judging the world of their wickedness and their evil? Did God send this global pandemic to punish the world of their wickedness, or to prove to them that He is still God? Is that the reason why this plague is ravaging the world and killing as many people as it infects? If not, why did God allow this to happen? They usually ask. If this is not from God, why is it allowing this evil to continue in the world, even in the midst of prayers that have been lifted up to Him? And then some people will also ask, is this connected? Is this COVID-19 virus connected to the ongoing installations of the 5G network in certain countries of the world? Has COVID-19 coronavirus have anything to do with the 5G network installation? A lot of people are asking. But the truth is, these are not the things I'm going to be answering in this podcast. I have other hidden facts that matter more, that we should actually be focusing on. A lot of people also have been relating or correlating the issue of the COVID-19 coronavirus to the ID 2020 vaccination that Bill Gates is trying to come up with. And they're trying to say, could it be that the reason why this coronavirus was launched or was created was to make sure that everyone has a digital ID? A lot of things are happening in the world. People are asking a lot of questions, and some are saying, could it be as a result of the fight to gain the cyber world? Some people are thinking that this could be a cyber war that has broken out, you know, and all that. A lot of postulations are going on in the world today. But now, I am going to be revealing some hidden facts. The hidden facts behind the COVID-19. In this episode of the Signature Podcast, I'll be revealing some hidden facts about the global pandemic, COVID-19. It probably will not have anything to do with all these questions I have asked minutes ago. But the thing is, if we can focus on these hidden facts that I'll be revealing, we can actually be able to weather the storm. We can actually be able to deal with what is happening in the world today and come out victorious. The first fact about COVID-19 I'd like to reveal to everyone that is listening to this Signature Podcast this week is that COVID-19 is real. Do not think that COVID-19 virus is not real. It is real. It has killed a lot of people. It is real. The virus is out there. It might not necessarily be in your neighborhood. It might not necessarily be in your nation, in your state, wherever it is you are. But the fact remains that it is real. COVID-19 is not a hypothesis. COVID-19 is not a story for the gods. COVID-19 is not a fairy tale. COVID-19 is a real virus that is killing people. So you need to come to this fact that COVID-19 is real and accept it as the fact that COVID-19 is real. And another fact I'd like to reveal as well is that COVID-19 is not from God, but the work of the devil. A lot of people have been asking questions, is this plague from God? And they cite instances where God, through the prophet Moses, brought plagues upon the children of Egypt, or upon the land of the Egyptians, because he needed to deliver his children, the Israelites, his covenant people who were in the land, who have been subjected into slavery. You see, so because of the sin that has happened in a time past, a lot of people are trying to see if they can attribute this plague to God. But the truth is, God will not send this plague on the world. How do I know that this is not from God? The Bible says that every good and perfect gifts come from God. So if I may ask you, my listener, is COVID-19 a good gift? If your answer to this question is no, it then means that this COVID-19 is not from God. That is what it means, that COVID-19 is not from God, because it is not good. It is evil in itself. So such things that is as evil as this cannot be from God. So I want you to realize that COVID-19, a virus, is not from God, but it is the work of the devil. Now, how do I know that this is the work of the devil? The Bible in John chapter 10 and verse 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. This was Jesus Christ speaking when he came down on earth to die for us on the cross of Calvary, to take away the sins of the whole world and to restore to mankind the life that was lost in the Garden of Eden. So if God so loved the world, just like the Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us, that anyone who believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. If God so much loves the world to send his only begotten Son to die on behalf of the world, how will he now send virus to the world to kill those people for which he has sent his Son Jesus Christ to die for? Oh, come on, somebody. You have to see these reasons with me. God couldn't have sent Jesus Christ to die for the world that was already lost and dead if he was going to also send virus to kill the world. Do you understand my point? So this virus, COVID-19, is not from God. It is not from God because it is not perfect. Our God is a perfect God, and every good thing comes from him. Whatever is not good is not from him. Another fact I like to also expose is that COVID-19 will leave terrible consequences behind, such as fear, sickness, poverty, depression. The truth is, it is already happening in the world today. I did a post at the beginning of this seasons of COVID-19, and I said coronavirus is going to that fear is going to kill more than the coronavirus itself, because what happens is that a lot of people, once they have a sign or a symptom that is related to the symptoms of coronavirus, will be gripped with the fear that they have contracted this virus and disease. And what the devil actually does is, whenever you open up a door of fear to him, he comes in and takes advantage of it and fulfills his agenda of stealing, of killing, and of destruction. That is his work. So there's going to leave behind, there's going to be a terrible consequence of fear, of death, of sickness, of poverty, of depression as a result of COVID-19. The truth is, we are experiencing it in the world today. A lot of people have lost their jobs, lost their businesses. A lot of people don't have anything to feed on anymore. The economy is crashing. The stock market is failing. A lot of things are happening. World economies are breaking down. Germany was crying out for bankruptcy. A lot of things are happening. And much more evil will be seen immediately after COVID-19 is over. I tell you, this is simply the truth. And it is not a surprise to us as children of God, because the Bible in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 says, "Arise and shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you." But where I want to, the place of my interest is in verse 2. The Bible says, "Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people." It does mean that evil will continue to prevail in the world. But the truth is, as children of God, we are meant to rise up as light and shine forth, and through us the fragrance of the power of our Father God in Jesus Christ will be revealed. All right, so COVID-19, like I said, the third hidden fact is that it will leave terrible consequences behind, such as fear, sickness, poverty, depression. But the truth is, as children of God, we shall be exempted. Myself, yourself, your family, your loved ones, you that is listening to this podcast, you will be exempted in the name of Jesus Christ. So COVID-19 also will reveal and glorify Jesus. That's another fact about COVID-19. COVID-19 will reveal and glorify Jesus, and it is obvious and evident today. If you look at the world today, you could see that a lot of people are beginning to turn to God. There is a great spiritual awakening happening in the world today as a result of this global pandemic. A lot of people have come to realize that there is a need for God in their lives. A lot of people have come to realize the place of God in their lives. They've come to realize that it is not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit of God that we can live here on earth. Because a lot of people, because of their reliance on their ability, on technologies, on their innovations and inventions, have come to think that there is no need for God in our world today. But this has proven that without God, we can do nothing. And now there is a great spiritual awakening in the world. And the scriptures will be fulfilled. The scriptures that says that in the last day, that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And I am glad that we in this time are seeing the scriptures being fulfilled, and much more, the glory of the Lord will be felt, will be revealed as we continue to go on in these days in the name of Jesus Christ. Another hidden fact is that COVID-19 will birth a new beginning. COVID-19 will birth a new beginning. And the truth is, we ought to take responsibility to create this new beginning that we would want to see in the world today, especially in our own world and in the place of our own influence. The Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the world," and the world, not that scripture, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was filled with void, and darkness was in the face of the deep." And the Bible went further to say, "And the Spirit of God hovered upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be, and there was." In the beginning there was evil. In the beginning there was chaos. In the beginning there was darkness. There was emptiness. But God looked at the chaosness, the vastness, the emptiness, and he began to speak forth words of life, words of creation. And as he spoke those words in faith, those words came to pass, and God and the realities became something entirely different from the evil. Out of darkness, God called forth light, and there was light. My brother, my sister, my father, my mother, whoever it is that is listening to this Signature Podcast this week, I tell you, this is the greatest time that we should begin to use the creative ability that God has given to us. And this creative ability that he has given to us is in the words of our mouth. He has created us in his image and in his likeness, and he has empowered us with the same ability as his. So we ought to begin to create new beginnings. You look at your life, you look at your family, you look at your community, your local community, you look at your state, your nation, and you begin to speak forth words of life. Oh, I declare in the name of Jesus, as a result of this COVID-19, circumstances are changing. The church of God is rising. We are emerging as light. Empires from the kingdom are emerging and are performing on the stage of human history as has never been seen before. So you continue to declare this words, begin to proclaim this words, and the truth is, they will create a new reality. They will birth new realities for us. So COVID-19 will birth a new beginning. But the beginning, that this new beginning will be determined and decided by us. That is why we don't need to keep our mouths shut. We don't need to keep our mouths shut. We need to maximize this creative force, this creative ability that God has given to us. Another fact that we must consider is that this COVID-19 will reveal our victory in Christ Jesus. The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57 said death has been swallowed up in victory. Jesus Christ died, he was buried, and he was raised on the third day. He defeated death for our sakes. He defeated death for our sakes so that we will not die anymore. And having been made one with Christ in Christ Jesus, we have been brought into that realm of life. That realm of life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. That is in John chapter 11 and verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, he shall not die. So when we believe in Jesus Christ and upon his resurrection, we cannot experience any form of death. That is why we need to go out there and begin to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the only thing that has the power to save. Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. What the salvation is, a compound word. Salvation consists a lot of things. Salvation from sin, salvation from sickness, salvation from evil, salvation from poverty, from depression. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. This is the only solution that the world needs right now. This is the only solution that we have right now. And we must present it to the world with great boldness. Let's go out there and speak for the gospel and preach Jesus and reveal the victory that he has won for us on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. Another fact that we must consider is that we will rise as light. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus Christ looked and said that as long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. And anyone who follows after me no longer walks in darkness, but has the light of life. And that is in John. In John chapter 8 and verse 12. So now that we are followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we believe so much in him. He says to us, you are the light of the world. You are the city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. So right now, as a result of this COVID-19, I tell you, you my listener, that we are rising as mighty giants from the kingdom. We are shining forth as a light to the world. And the truth is, this light is life. The Bible says, in him was life, and the life has become the light of men. Glory to Jesus. We are the carriers of this light. Don't hide away the light of God in you. The Bible says, shall a man light up a candle and put it under a bushel? No, you wouldn't have to put on your lantern and then put it under a bucket in your room when it is dark. The light will not shine forth. You are the light of the world. You have to hang it on a wall, hang it on, or place it on the table, so that it will bring light to your room. So that is how it is with us. We are the light of the world. We can no longer be in obscurity anymore. We can no longer hide away the light of God in us. Therefore, I encourage you, my listener, be the light of the world in your sphere of influence, in your family, in your home, in your local community. Shine forth as light. Let men see the light of God in you and glorify God and glorify the Father. I encourage you, do not be afraid. That is what the Bible says. The Bible in John chapter 16 and verse 33 says, in the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, my little children. This is Jesus speaking to us. He said, be of good cheer, my little children, for I have overcome the world. Jesus says to us, he has overcome the world. And in the world where there is coronavirus ravaging the world, Jesus is saying, I have overcome the world. And because the greater one lives in us, we too have overcome the world. we have the victory. So we do not have to be afraid. We do not have to live in fear. We do not have to live in anxiety. The Bible in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, be not worried, be not anxious, do not fret about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let a request be made known to God. So I encourage you, my listener, that in this time we should turn back to God. In the place of prayer, we should pray and ask God to reveal himself in a greater measure in these times. And we will also, we have to also rise up and take the responsibility to introduce light in this darkness that is happening in the world. I hope you have found a value in this podcast today. This is the end. There could be a lot of other hidden factors that this COVID-19 brings to us, but I've just given us these seven hidden factors, things we need to know, hidden facts about COVID-19. I tell you, you might want to listen to this podcast over and over again and let this truth, you know, jump into your spirit and then be set into motion, be set into action to begin to live as light to your world. I encourage you that do not worry, do not fear. You are preserved. Your family is preserved. Your family, your life is kept from this evil. And you will not lose your job. You will not have need to be hungry. You will always have everything. You will never find yourself in a position where you have to beg for bread. The Bible says, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed of the righteous begging bread. In the seasons of hardship, you will have plenty. In the seasons of famine, you will have more than enough. And you will extend what you have to the people around you, because God has blessed us, not because he just wants to bless us. He has blessed us so that we can become blessings to others. So I encourage you, go about doing good works. Go about sharing your love. Go about giving people food to eat. Go about loving others, because that is how people will know, the world will know, that truly we are the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay blessed, stay safe, and also take note of the precautionary measures and adhere to them. Stay safe, allow the wisdom of God to guide you and to be the guiding rule and principle of your life. Thank you very much for listening to the Signature Podcast this week. I am glad that you decided to listen even up until this end. I encourage you as well that you click on the share button in this podcast and share it to your timeline on Facebook or on your Twitter, on your Instagram, on your WhatsApp. Get the word out there. Let people know that about this that I share with you, if you truly found value in it. Thank you very much. Do have a wonderful, phenomenal, and legendary week.